A lot of people don't actually know this about me, but in 2022, when I hit 1 million subscribers, I had to borrow money from my sister because the business wasn't making enough. And I know that's kind of like normal in, you know, a lot of creators, you know, the ones who focus more on like artistic content. But I could have been making a lot more money, but I just kind of refused to sell products because I just wanted to focus on just helping the people who watched me. So imagine this, it's 2022, I'm 25 years old, I have 1 million subscribers, genuinely every single day, up to around 15 guys stop me to take a picture, and the amount of income that I was getting from the business was barely matching the expenses of the business. I was spending over $30,000 a month on the business because I was, you know, I had like 8 video editors who I was paying really, really well. I was paying them $50 an hour, which is quite a high rate for video editors. So every single day we'd post the video, right? Because I was posting 7 times a week. So we'd post the video every day. That would cost me about $800, but I'd only get like 600 or so back from like the ways that we were making money back then. So this was actually like a super stressful period of my life. And I thought, you know, this was the sort of breakdown for me because I thought like, just how stupid is this that I've got all the fame, but I've got a business that's basically losing money. And so it was then that I made the decision to say, you know what, look, I've been working on this for the past few years of my life and I have to start like maximizing the profit that I'm making from this. You know, my dad is still working as a taxi driver. My family all still live in like one home, and I made the decision to start selling a product that I made, which was like an online school for men, and it did really well. Like I launched it and I made $75,000 in one day, and that definitely really hooked me to do more. And you know, I got like a lot of kudos, like congratulations from other entrepreneurs and influencers. And you can imagine if you make that kind of money, like $75,000 in one day, and then I went on to make $100,000 in a month, 110, 120, 150. The most I ever made was $220,000 in one month. I think that was like April 2024. And since then, it's been about 100K a month. You can imagine it's kind of hard not to focus on anything other than that when you're making the most crazy amount of money that you could possibly imagine. Like when I started YouTube, my goal was to make 2K a month so that I could just not have to work like some full-time job that I hated. So since that point in 2023, I'm kind of like almost half ashamed but half not. I've just had really one big goal, which has just been monetizing, making money from this. And I've still wanted to help and I've still wanted to educate, but it's definitely been like a way lower priority. You know, like priority means you have one thing you focus on. And it was money. Since that point, my YouTube channel completely plateaued and I basically didn't really grow much after 2024. I hit 2 million subscribers. And then since then, I've basically been plateaued around the same level with fairly low views for a channel this size. But the money has been, you know, crazy. It's been as high as before. So I made that trade-off, and I don't say that I regret it because it really did change my life and my family's life. I was able to retire basically everyone in my family, including like even helping like family members, you know, extended family members and everything. Then I paid for my parents' home. So it's not like I regret it, because honestly, my life and my family's life has really improved from this. And I did work really hard to get to this point. And so, you know, that's been definitely nice. But yeah, man, it just feels like something, you know, there's a little bit of a lack of fulfillment because I stopped making videos for the intrinsic act of making the video. I think that's the thing that's the saddest part about all this. Making content became extrinsically motivated to make money. And for so long, I basically throttled my own creative, unique, my heart, like the childlike heart that we all have when we want to make something cool so we can show our friends. I completely throttle that part of myself to just focus on just making money. So that's why I've made this video today, to just kind of show you, one, how influencers And I'll be honest, I kind of miss that creative side to myself. I miss just making videos just from my heart, you know, to say a message. And yeah, maybe I can start that again, because that's why I started posting content in the first place 15 years ago. And that's why I want to continue. Maybe that's the kind of content that you don't need to use any kind of tactic to make people watch. People just watch it because it's real. It's like a real human being who's just talking about their perspective. And you can tell it's genuinely made with their heart. And it's like a shining light in the darkness of the internet full of AI slop and churned out repetitive content. Maybe I can start making some videos that comes from the right place. It just comes from my heart with a message that I want to send out to the internet.